Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we finished verse 6. Listen today as we begin the week with verses 7 and 8.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcome you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready for in Nahum and chapter 1. And today we'll begin with verse 7. So I hope that you will just follow along and be a part of the broadcast today and each day as we go through this great book, verse by verse, the book of Nahum. It's only three chapters, but you know what? Dynamite comes in small packages. And this book is dynamite from the beginning to the end. I would also ask you to pray for our Lamp and Light radio broadcast. We're reaching out around the world. We get emails from foreign countries. We have people that are listening. We have preachers who never had the opportunity to study the Word of God in a Bible college setting that are following this verse-by-verse study and preparing themselves for the places they are. We've had them out in Pacific Ocean areas, islands there, that have written us to let us know that they're using it for studies. I've had preachers here in this country that have said, didn't have the opportunity for Bible college, thank you for this, and they're using it. I've had pastors that say that when they're doing the book of the Bible, they go back and listen to some of the ones that I've done, and they use that to try to edify their people. And that's what we're about here, is trying to help other churches as well as individual Christians. And the Lamp and Light radio broadcast is designed to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, speaking the truth in love, never compromising the holiness and righteousness of God in order to gain an audience. So I hope that you will pray for this program, pray for its expansion, not that just that we want to have more people listening and be able to brag about that. No, we don't even know how many listen. But what we do know is this, is that we're preaching and teaching the Word of God, and we want to help people. I want to help Christians to grow in their Christian life so that in their own local churches, they'll be better helped to their pastor. So, again, I would ask you to do that and pray for us. Pray for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Pray for our radio station. We have a local radio station, Ocala, WTYG. You can go to your app store and just type in WTYG, have a free app, and you can put it on your smartphone, your Apple, iPhone, whatever you have. Get on there and listen to us 24/7. We would love to have you here and be a part of the station. We are one of the FBN stations. We have a few different programs than what they might have, but they have some programs that we don't have. So, nonetheless, we're part of their network, and we use quite a few of their programs right here, well over 60% of their programming right here on WTYG. And so pray for our radio station and ask God to bless that. As you know, I rarely ever ask for a donation for the WTYG or our Lamp and Light radio broadcast to this international audience. But so let me just say, I'm not asking you to take from your tithe and offerings that you give to your local church. That is first. You support your pastor. When I say radio pastor on my program here at the beginning of a news part in each book that I study, I only mean by that, as a pastor who is a shepherd, I'm feeding sheep, the sheep of the Lord, the Word of God. Now, your pastor on the local church setting is your actual pastor, and he prompts me, so to speak. He's the one that you follow. And if he's preaching the word, you follow him. You get behind him. You be faithful Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Be faithful to your local church. Tithe and offer. However, we'd ask you to pray for our radio program. We always have needs. Everyone involved in our station. We have our program. Dick Vaught spends hours every week on really straightening out all these mistakes that I make, coughing and all that I might do during a time of recording, because I'll spend, like today is Wednesday, it's June the 26th, and I will be in front of this microphone well over an hour or more. Sometimes I go over 2 hours recording for this broadcast, but he goes back through, listens to each one, has to remove a lot of things that I mess up on, and so he gets it out there good. Brother Dick Vaught's a blessing. Dr. Mark Hopper. Boy, I tell you what, this guy helped develop the email system military uses today. He's one of 15, 20 men involved in that. But more than that, he has a heart for God. And in his ministry, his desire is to get this broadcast around the world into as many hearts and homes as possible. And so he has that vision for people learning the Word of God as well. And so what a blessing he's been to help us through this. He's helped us through many things. And then you've heard Dale Jackson, you've heard Jerry Banks, who have done some of our announcements and things of that nature. Brother Gary Neron helps to program our radio station some, but there are several people involved. But here's the main thing. Not one person takes a salary for doing this work. Neither do I. I get paid, but I get paid as a pastor of Central Baptist Church. And not for this radio program and ministry that we have through Central Baptist Church. So I'm just saying, we're doing this because our heart is to get the Word of God around the world. And we need your prayers and asking God to open doors and asking God to help our equipment stay strong. That's why when you send an offering, it doesn't go in our pockets. We, from time to time, we have to have equipment replaced. Right now, whenever you're going to be listening to this, probably is in September, could be even later than that, could be earlier than that, but probably not till September. But nonetheless, our radio station needs a radio tower to reach more people in our local area, and so we're trying to raise funds for that. And so we do have needs, but we don't ever want to take from your local church. So you support your local church, you be faithful to it. If our program is on at a time when your church services are involved or something's going on at your church, you'd be at your church. We live stream as well as broadcast through our radio station all of our church services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night at Eastern times. But you never stay home from your church to listen or watch our services, okay? And by the way, I have a face for radio. You don't want to watch me just to see what I look like. It's not pretty. Okay, so I hope that you will follow along with us, but pray for us. We really need your prayers. And I hope you'll have pencil and paper ready every day along with the good King James Bible as we go through our study of the Word of God. Now, you're ready here. We're in Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. I like this verse. So often we talk about negative things because that's what the Bible teaches. We don't try to change the teaching of the Bible to water it down. But here's something I really like, and it's in Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." We often hear people say, God is good, but they do not really give a reason. It really has to do with some good thing that happened that day, and it's more on a human level. It might be a pay increase. Maybe some friends, some old friends coming to visit. Maybe it's something else. But his goodness goes far beyond our carnal good feelings and the good happenings. He is good even when things don't seem to go our way. His good is like a marriage of 50 years. Now, my wife and I just celebrated here in June the 21st, our 50th wedding anniversary. And there's been a lot of good, but there's been some bad along the way. You know, we've had our agreements, we've had our disagreements. but it's endured. And when I said to that little girl that day, till death do us part, love, honor, and cherish, I meant every word of it, and I've kept it. And so, what the world calls good, in comparison, is usually only temporal. It does not abide or fulfill in the event of the next crisis. But when God is the center cord and the threefold cord of your marriage, it's not the circumstances that make your marriage work. It is God in the center of your marriage. God is so good. He is so good to me, regardless of the circumstances. And I can say the same. If you love the Lord, I know that you would say the same thing as I just said. Now, God is good because He is what good is. Remember, He said in Exodus, I am that I am. We need to understand that the word in Hebrew means, and by the way, and how I want you to see how it's applied to us as well, but this word good, the word means pleasant, good, beautiful. Now, sometimes what we think of beautiful may not be the same thing that the Bible's talking about. For example, we think of the beauty of a scenery. Perhaps it's a mountain scenery. Maybe it's a ocean scenery that you see. Or maybe it's something else. And say, oh, the beauty of that. Maybe it's the beauty of some person. But whatever. When it comes to the things that are beautiful in God's eyes, think of the beauty of holiness. In 1 Chronicles 16:29, we read this, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Now, I want you to know that these verses that I'm reading are doctrine, and just what I just read there in 1 Chronicles 16:29 is not only doctrine, it is a command. And by the way, all teaching of the Word of God is doctrine. Okay, all teaching is doctrine. Now, we think that, well, it's got to go into these deep things such as hermeneutology. Well, that's a doctrine of sin, by the way. But we like to say hermeneutology, then it's deep. Well, no. All teaching of the Word of God is deep. It comes from the depths of His heart. And also, what you need to understand is that as we look at God's Word, that doctrine is for us. All teaching from God's Word, everything there is doctrine. So, give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, all of that is a command there in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.